The epistle appointed to be read for the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is taken from St. Paul's the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Brethren, to me the least of all the saints is given this grace to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all men that they may see what is the dispensation of the mystery which hath been hidden from eternity and God who created all things, that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named. He would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all understanding, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. At that time the Jews, because it was the Parashiv, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for there was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first and of the other that was crucified with him. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true. And he knoweth that he saith it true, that you also may believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled: you shall not break a bone of him. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. One of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We hear people, a certain priest relates the following story about the conversion of one of his parishioners. The parents of a particular young man had themselves given up the practice of religion. The mother and father no longer attended the Mass nor the sacraments, and their son naturally followed their example. However, not only did he discontinue the practice of his faith, but he also became so impious and lawless that he scandalized even those who led bad lives. The excesses in which he indulged had a serious effect on his lungs, which developed to such a degree that before long he would be in the grave. The parish priest, having heard of the man's condition, decided to go visit him. And the priest longed to see the man return to the fold and make amends to the Sacred Heart. On arriving, he took a great interest in the sick man and told him of his desire to be of assistance in any way possible. But instead of receiving a kind thanks or any mark of gratitude, the priest was met with all types of blasphemies and insults. The priest tried to encourage the unfortunate sinner to at least say just a Hail Mary, at least with him, but he only met with complete refusal. The man was very obstinate with the priest. The priest, of course, was filled with sorrow over the sad state of the man, but he was not to be deterred so easily. He decided to entrust the soul of the dying man to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Thus it was that he told one of his curates to go at once to Pere Limonial And there he was to ask for prayers for the poor dying man and to place his name in the heart of Jesus. The curate immediately started on his journey, and the next day arrived at Prelimonial, the place where the famous apparitions of the Sacred Heart appeared, St. Margaret Mary. And at the church in Pray, many prayers were said and many communions were offered for this particular wayward man. The name of the dying sinner was placed in a silver heart. And the silver heart was near the altar of the heart of Jesus in the chapel. This altar in the church was dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And it was there that the people's special intentions were placed in that silver heart. And the curate then returned to the chapel and explained to the parish priest exactly what had taken place. And thus confident in the mercy of the Sacred Heart and full of hope, the pair went again to visit the sick man. And on entering the room, the priest was unsure of what the man's disposition to him would be this time. And the curate said, "I prayed for you at Paray, and I have brought you a medal of the Sacred Heart." And without hesitation, the dying sinner replied, "I thank you." And he called for his mother and asked her for a ribbon. And he tied the medal of the Sacred Heart onto the ribbon, which his mother had grabbed for him, and he placed it around his neck himself, and he even kissed the medal with respect and devotion. And then he said, "I wish to go to confession, and it must be this very day." Shortly after, he received the sacraments of the church, and while the priest administered the sacrament of extreme unction to the dying man, the man said, "How good is the heart of Jesus in waiting for and pardoning me. If I could live longer, how much would I love him?" And his conversion happened just in time, because on the following day the man did die. He died in the midst of blessing the heart of Jesus. And my dear faithful, in the gospel for today's feast, St. John tells us what happened there on Mount Calvary after our blessed Lord died. It is an account which St. John gives of the heartlessness of the Jews and the piercing of the heart of Christ. When the soldiers came to our Lord and saw that he was already dead, one of them, as we know, took a spear and thrust it into the side of Christ. And immediately there came out blood and water. When the spear entered our Lord's side, his side was actually opened. It was not just pierced, split, or cut, but it was opened. It caused a deep, gaping wound. The head of the spear reached so far into Christ's body as to pierce his divine heart. And the reason our Lord allowed this, the reason he allowed his sacred side to be opened, was to prove his love for us, for mankind. It was this infinite excess of love that compelled the Son of God, so to speak, to descend to earth, to come here, to take to himself a body like unto our own, and then undergo the ignominious and torturous, painful death on the cross. It's interesting to note that the Feast of the Sacred Heart is celebrated just 1 week after the Feast of Corpus Christi. By this, our Lord shows that the outpouring of the love of God in the Blessed Sacrament comes forth from the Sacred Heart. The continuous presence of our Lord Jesus Christ here in the tabernacle, in the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord, it's a constant proof to us of his infinite love for us. A certain priest once said, "The crown of the Feast of Corpus Christi is the Feast of the Sacred Heart." For on the Feast of Corpus Christi, we adore the sacred body of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, And today, we centralize that devotion, so to speak, by adoring His most sacred heart. We adore the very heart which was pierced on Calvary. The heart is the symbol of love. And the love is measured by what a person is willing to undergo for another. And thus we see the depths of the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us. Our Lord's death on the cross was the most selfless action anyone could undergo. He was compelled by infinite love. And throughout our Lord's entire life, His Sacred Heart was on fire with love for man. He had us in view. Our Lord revealed this to St. Margaret Mary, one of the many apparitions to her. Writing of this, she said, "Flames issued from every part of His sacred humanity and disclosed His most loving and most amiable heart." Almost 1,700 years had passed between our Lord's ascension into heaven and the apparitions to St. Margaret Mary Prelimonial. But the heart which He showed to St. Margaret Mary was the exact same heart which beat within His sacred body when He walked the earth with His apostles. And it's the same heart which beats with love for each and every one of us today in the tabernacle, in the Blessed Sacrament. The love which the Sacred Heart has for man has ever been the same. According to Father Mateo, another great apostle of the Sacred Heart, what our Lord revealed to St. Margaret Mary can be summed up in these words: "Believe in my love. Fear not. It is I, Jesus. Give me your whole heart." In other words, the Sacred Heart loves us, truly loves us, and wants us to give Him our love in return. He says, "Fear not, for our Lord's heart is a merciful heart." When Christ came to this earth, He did not come bearing the rod of justice, but He came with a heart full of mercy. He came, as He said, to call not the just, but the sinners to repentance. In fact, Father Mateo says that Jesus Christ thirsted for the souls of sinners. The mercy of our divine Savior can be seen on every page of the Gospel. See our Lord's mercy in the stories of the Good Shepherd, the Samaritan woman at the well, Mary Magdalene, when He was eating meals with the publicans. Wherever we look in the Gospels, we find the merciful heart of Jesus beating with compassion for mankind. Thus it was St. John Hughes wrote, "The divine heart of our Savior is filled with eternal love for us." And since our divine Lord and Redeemer loves us without reserve, should we not therefore have absolute confidence in Him? He is ready and willing at all times to forgive those who go to Him with contrition, because our Lord came to earth to die for us on the cross. There is no greater proof that our Lord could give to convince us of His infinite love for us. Let us, my dear people, repeat with the repentant sinner in the story: "How good is the heart of Jesus in waiting for and pardoning me." And let us give something to our Lord in return for His many gifts to us. Let us today place our hearts filled with confidence in His most sacred heart. Let us place them there trusting in His infinite goodness, because this is what our Savior looks for in the souls of those He has redeemed: an unbounded confidence in His sacred heart. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.